It's very unfortunate that today divorce is on the rise. Every other day you hear about a couple who were just recently married, but now they've broken apart, they've broken up, marriage has ended. And when it comes to light as to why they broke up, we sit there and we think that could have been avoided. People don't prepare before marriage. People don't learn. They don't educate themselves. They think, I'll get married, everything will be rosy, I'll face no tests, no struggles. But it's far from that. But you can definitely do certain things in life before you're married to ensure that you're safe from a lot of harm. One of those things is educating yourself about how best to move and transition into your married life. If somebody feels that bringing his wife into the home can cause complications, he knows his parents the best. He knows how they can be affected very easily, become angry very easily, for example, then he should think twice on whether to bring his wife into the home. And scholars, they advise that if one is financially capable, perhaps the best solution is to move out straight away when you marry. Because at times what happens, the woman comes into the home, she's used to her own family, she's been pampered at home, she comes into this family, and the mother and father of the husband, they don't like her, they don't see eye to eye, and then they're picking out her faults. The wife's complaining to the husband about his parents, your parents are like this, they're mean to me. The parents are complaining to him about his wife who has just come to the house, she's disturbing the harmony of the house, and before you know it, quarrels, disputes. So one should educate himself. One should think that it's possible that people don't meet eye to eye. There's so many people in life that we may not naturally get along with. It can happen. And if he can avoid that situation, he should try and do so. Also, the mother should compromise as well. That this is someone's daughter who's coming to my house. And it, just as I would want my daughter to go to somebody else's house and be treated nicely, not to be oppressed, then I should wish the same for my new daughter-in-law. And if everybody compromises, if everybody wishes ease, and they're sincere about this, then Allah Ta'ala will help them. But if it's a power struggle, if they have this intention that I want my son to take my side over his wife's, or the wife wants her husband to disregard the parents, then that's going to cause a lot of issues. So these are things that we should educate ourselves about. We should consult with ulama, take mashwara from the ulama beforehand to avoid great loss in the future.